The focus of my graduate research thesis is studying the density and distribution of stink bugs in cotton as influenced by adjacent habitats. Today I'm going to focus on one small part of that research, which is studying edge effect sampling. Stink bugs in cotton is a growing threat in South Carolina due to the increased planting of transgenic varieties, which has led to a decrease in the amount of spray applications and the use of broad-spectrum insecticides, which provided coincidental control of bugs in the past. And also, there's not much previous ecological study done on stink bug distribution and what impact wild host plants and other cultivated crops might have on density seen in cotton. The goals of my research is to determine when and where stink bugs will infest cotton and how that might be influenced by surrounding crops. For the field margin sampling, it's doing the distance of field margin where stink bugs are likely to be found and also where bolt injury is likely to occur. The field selected for sampling was a 30-acre cotton field near Blackville, South Carolina, planted with Bolgar 2. It had a wide variety of surrounding crops, peanut, corn, cotton, soybean, sunflower. So to conduct the sampling, transects into the cotton were developed. Each transect was then sampled at four different depths, 0, 5 meters, 10 meters, and 25 meters. There was two types of sampling methods that I used. One was a double row shape using a white drop cloth at each point along each transect, and also an indirect method of damaged bowls once those were developed. And this was sampling was done weekly. So here's an example of the transects coming into the cotton, and then they're marked by the corresponding crop, peanut, corn. Well, there's three fields of peanut, corn, cotton, sunflower, and soybean. Adult stink bug numbers peaked around mid-August, with the green stink bug, Acrosternum hilare, being the most numerous. Immature stink bug numbers peaked approximately 2 weeks after that, again with the green stink bug being most numerous, followed by the southern green stink bug and the brown stink bug. We look at total bugs. There's a good trend of a negative correlation between as distance increased from the field margin, the total number of bugs decreased. So the highest number was seen at 0, the lowest number seen at 25 meters. And that's broken down by the adjacent crop. Peanut, soybean, and cotton follow that same trend, although in corn, the highest number was at 5 meters, and sunflower was kind of all over the place. Having the three different peanut fields allowed me to take a look and compare those. Overall, it followed the same trend with the highest bug numbers at 0 and decreasing down to 25 meters. But when that separated out, you can see there was a high amount of variability in stink bug numbers between the locations in the cotton as they corresponded to the peanut, with the cotton in the east next to the peanut having many more bugs than the other areas. For bowl injury, again, there's the same trend. As distance increases into the interior of the field, bowl damage decreases. And the red line indicates the 20% threshold. That's currently the treatment level in South Carolina. When that's broken up down by the individual crops, we have peanut and corn being above that threshold, followed by soybean, sunflower, and cotton. Looking at the different depths and the different adjacent crops, these letters of significance only relate, it's within each crop, but by different depths. So peanut was significantly different. 0, 5, 10 meters were the same. 25 was different. Corn, 0 and 5 were the most important. And then and cotton had the least amount. And again, sunflower didn't follow that trend. It was highest at 25 meters. Looking at the peanut habitats separately in comparison to each other, Again, we see that the cotton adjacent to the peanut in the east had the highest amount of damage, followed by the cotton with peanut to the north, and then the least was in the cotton with peanut to the south. Broken down by the different depths, the peanut to the east followed the negative relationship, being highest at zero, decreasing down to 25 meters. The cotton adjacent with peanut adjacent to the north was not significantly different across any depth. And then with peanut to the south, the 0 and 25 were similar but different than the 5 and 10 as an amount of damage. For conclusions, the number of stink bugs and the percentage of boll injury was highest at 0 and then decreased as the distance from the outside margin increased. Peanut was identified as the most important adjacent habitat, especially when planted next to the cotton. There was some variability between the different peanut fields. Other influential factors of variability could be the stages with cotton development, the acreage of the adjacent crops, prevailing winds, time of day. Hopefully this research will be a benefit to scouts and consultants by increasing the focus and speed of sampling. If they go to a field and there happens to be a peanut field right next to it, they can just go to that area, sample in there, and make a treatment decision based on that. I'd like to thank all my committee members, my major advisor, Dr. Jeremy Green, Peter Adler, Francis Ray Jones, Sam Turnipseed came out of retirement to serve on my committee, Dr. Ahmed Khalilian. Also, I'd like to thank my collaborator, Mike Taves, with the University of Georgia. He's using some of the same edge effect sampling there. The faculty and staff of Clemson University and the Edisto Research and Education Center, along with Cotton Incorporated, South Carolina Cotton Board, and South Carolina Cotton Producers for funding. I'll be happy to take any questions at this time. Yes, sir. I haven't done any analysis of that just yet, but we had low bug numbers in South Carolina last year, so I don't even know if there'll be any kind of significance I might be able to draw from that. Yes, sir.
How about the maturity of your surrounding crops around the cotton field? Do you think that would change the numbers?
Absolutely. With this part of my study, I didn't look at that, but with soybeans maturing at different times and then peanut maturity, I believe that would also impact any kind of variability we might see in numbers in the adjacent cotton field. Yes, sir.
If I recall correctly, you actually saw an effect when you were looking at cotton fields, next to cotton fields. Can you explain why you would see such an
effect? Cotton next to cotton? For the actual bug numbers? It was the third highest, yes. Why that is, it might just be bugs themselves going in between the two cotton crops. Again, it was surrounded, it was close to peanut also, so that might have influenced that numbers also. But the damage was quite low, so it seemed that like the cotton itself wasn't necessarily influencing the other cotton field, like the way that peanut was. Did that answer your question or no? Okay. Yes.
What kind of disbanding line between the cotton fields, were there disbanding or anything that might have?
Yes, the only field that was directly adjacent to the cotton is the peanut field here on the east. There's only about 3 feet separating that. All the rest of the fields were separated by a road and a ditch, and of course, honey ditch. Yes. No, I did not. I did sample the other adjacent crops though, but I did not look at the actual just margins and ditches and things. Yes, sir.
Why did you not sample
off to the west or to the east?
I guess that's a field, not
There was a small cornfield along that same margin. I didn't think I'd be able to develop a transect that would be able to provide a direct correlation since there was corn right there and a stand of trees. I didn't think I could sample there and then make a direct correlation to the impact that it might have had. Yes, sir.
Confident that you were 25 feet
in meters.
Is the whole edge effect, like, did you go to the very interior of the field? Is that about the same as 25 meters in?
I do have some data from interior sampling, but this was actually just focused on margin sampling. But
what I'm trying to ask is how big is the sinkhole margin that we have to deal with? If you were going to treat the margin separately because you have higher population,
yes, sir.
How wide a buffer would you
need? Yes, sir. 25 meters was just kind of the number that my advisors and I came up with to stop with this whole margin effect sampling. But like I said, I do have some data from the interior of the field, and hopefully I'll be able to present that at another time.
Are there any additional questions? Thank you.
Thank you.